It's time for Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Here's your host, Randy Martinson.
USDA is having FSA update base acres across the U.S., and it's kind of interesting when you look at just where the highest base acres are for each of the crops. When we return from the break, we'll talk a little bit about those numbers.
Spring planting is here, and it's time to make the final adjustments to your 2026 crop plans. That makes it even more important to have information on what's really going to help drive the markets and to help determine market potential. Will your MPCI coverage be enough to cover the value of the growing crop? Maybe consider hail insurance. Martinson Ag writes hail insurance with five different companies. Call Martinson Ag at 701-205-4200. The risk management specialist, Martinson Ag, is an equal opportunity provider.
FSA is in the process of updating base acres across the United States, and it's kind of interesting to take a look back and see what counties in the U.S. have the highest base acres for each of the crops. Looking at these numbers, when you look at it, as far as wheat is concerned, you know, Montana is by far the leader as far as wheat acres for base. They have three counties that are in the top 10, where Washington comes in with three counties in the top 10. North Dakota also has three counties in the top 10. We come in with Ward County at number 7 and McLean County at number 9, followed by Williams at number 10. Now, again, these are acres, not necessarily production. As far as corn base acres, the highest comes in with, of course, Illinois having the most counties in the top 10 with 6. What's interesting is Iowa only has one county. Nebraska has one county. Minnesota has one county, that's Renville, and that's way down at number 7. What's interesting is Brown County, South Dakota, has the largest base acres for corn in the U.S. For soybeans, of course, North Dakota takes the limelight there, having 5 of the counties with the highest acreage. Cass County is number 1, Stutsman comes in at number 2, Barnes County comes in at number 3, Richland at number 4, Brown County, South Dakota, comes in at number 5, followed by Spink County at 6, and then Lamore County rounds up the last one for North Dakota at number 7. Overall, Illinois only has 3, and they're the bottom 3 for counties. Overall, it does kind of, it's interesting to see the breakdown where North Dakota is pretty prominent as far as the production is concerned, coming in with the pretty good acres as far as wheat bases are concerned and soybean base acres.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.